感谢主，让我们有机会可以见面，有交通。
Thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to meet and to fellowship.
我想开头我们还是一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin with the reading of the word of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开提多书。
Let's open the epistle to Titus.
提多书。
The epistle to Titus.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们先读第一节和第二节。
We'll read verses 1 and 2.
神的仆人耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神选民的信心与近前真理的知识，盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生，到了日期借着传扬的功夫把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我，现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of truth which accords with godliness, in hope of everlasting life which God,who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested his words through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, a true servant in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior.
第十二节和十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
有格里底人中的一个本地先知说，格里底人常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒，这个见证是真的，所以你要严严地责备他们，使他们在真道上纯全无疵。
One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄。第八节。言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对的人即无处可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧。
In all things, show yourself to be a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you.
第十四节。
In verse 14.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deeds and purify himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
这个十四节后面那句话可以翻作做神特别的子民，独特的子民，就是为着善。
For good works, his own special people.
好，我们再看一看哥林多后书。
And then Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
论到提多，他是我的同伴，一同为你们劳碌的。论到那两位兄弟，他们是众教会的使者，是基督的荣耀。
If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
多谢神感动提多的心，叫他待你们殷勤像我一样。
But thanks to be God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus.
我们回头看第二章。
And then Titus 2.
哥林多后书第二
章。Second Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章第十三节和十四节。十二十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门，那是因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人往马其顿去了。
Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia.
第七章
Chapter 7,
零后第七章
Chapter 7, 2 Corinthians,
第六节
Verse 6.
但那安慰伤气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
第七节。
Verse 7.
不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们，因他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more.
十三节
And then verse 13,
十五节
13 to 15.
故此我们得了安慰，并且在安慰之中，因你们众人使提多心里畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。我若对提多夸奖了你们什么，也觉得没有惭愧。因我对提多夸奖你们的话成了真的，正如我对你们所说的话也都是真的，并且提多想起你们众人的顺服是怎样的恐惧战兢的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热了。
Therefore we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For if in anything I have boasted to him about you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting to Titus was found true. And his affections are greater for you as his remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him.
第十二章
And then chapter,
零后十二章
Chapter 12
第十八节
Verse 18
我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位弟兄与他同去。提多占过你们的便宜吗？我们行事不是同一个心灵吗？不是同一个脚中吗？
I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps?
最后我们看一下加拉太书。
And then Galatians.
加拉太书第二章
Galatians chapter 2
第一节
verse 1
过了十四年我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去并且带着提多同去
Then after 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me
第三节
verse 3
但与我同去的提多虽是希利尼人也没有勉强他受割礼
Yet not even Titus who was with me being a Greek was compelled to be circumcised
好我们圣经就读这些
And that's all the Bible we'll read this morning
我想我们把这些经文读完之后呢弟兄姊妹就知道今天早晨呢我要讲提多的故事
I think that after we reading all this scripture, you'd realize that we'll talk about the story of Titus.
我们都知道使徒保罗有两个年轻的同工
We know that the Apostle Paul had two young fellow workers.
一个是提摩太
One is Timothy.
另外一个是提多
And the other is Titus.
但是呢在教会历史上啊
But in the church history,
一直到今天
Even to this day,
好像呢我们呢注意提摩太比较多
We pay more attention to Timothy
好像很少人呢注意提多
Very few people pay attention to Titus
我们大部分读
And often when we read the New Testament, we feel it's important to read 1st and 2nd Timothy.
好像提多书呢,
but the book of Titus is often ignored.
那么其实呢,
but if we know the story of Titus,
我们知道提多在保罗的事那个服事上面给他的帮助是非常大。
We know that Titus helped a lot in Paul's ministry.
那么提多是一个年轻人。
Titus was a young man.
那么主实在是很使用他。
And the Lord used him greatly.
所以今天早晨呢，因为大多数年轻弟兄姊妹呢，我们想用提多的故事呢。 和大家彼此呢,
and because this morning we have a lot of young people, we'd like to encourage each other with the story of Titus. Titus served with Paul longer than with Timothy.
圣经呢,
The Bible recorded very few things about his family.
我们都知道提摩太有他的母亲和他的那个祖母，他外祖母都知道。
We know about Timothy's mother and his grandmother.
但是呢，对于提多呢，圣经没有记载他的家世。
But the Bible did not record anything about Titus's family.
我们只知道在加拉太书里面讲到他是希腊人。
We know from Galatians that he is a Greek.
所以根据呢，教会历史上有人考证，他大概是叙利亚的这个希腊人。
From the studies of the church, that he probably is a Greek from Syria.
那么他是这个外邦人。He
is a Gentile.
那感谢主，大概是保罗传福音给他得救。Perhaps
he was saved by the preaching of Paul.
因为在提多书前面告诉我们说呢。
Because at the beginning of Titus, Paul called him my true son.
就像提摩太一样，保罗是用福音生的。Just
like Timothy, that was born to Paul by the gospel.
那么保罗不仅带他得救，Not
only Paul led him to salvation.
并且呢，保罗一路上的栽培。Paul
all the way developed him.
所以到后来，提多就成了。
So in the later days, Titus became a very important worker with Paul.
甚至保罗说，论到提多，他是我的同伴。
Concerning Titus, he is my fellow worker.
他不仅是跟着保罗一同服侍，他变成保罗重要的一个同伴。Not
only he served with Paul, he became one of his partners.
我们从新约圣经少数的经文里面。
From the very few verses in the Bible.
那么可以看出来，提多这个年轻人呢，他一个不同的性格。We
see that this young man Titus has a different character.
他跟提摩太不一样。He's
different from Timothy.
那么一般来讲，我们都知道提摩太是比较软弱的。We
know that Timothy is a weaker person.
提摩太一碰见难处碰见的时候就会流泪。Timothy,
when he encountered difficulties, he would shed tears.
但是我们没有看见提多流过泪。But
we never saw Titus shed any tears.
并且呢，在圣经里面给我们看见提多的那个个性非常的好。And
we see from the Bible that Titus has a good character.
你知道这个提多这个名字希腊文的意思是什么吗？
What is the meaning of this Greek name Titus?
就是令人喜悦。It
is pleasing to other people.
就是呢。 这样的一种的性格呢，的确这个名字跟他人很像。
This name matches the person quite nicely.
所以每一次保罗一看到提多，心里就快乐。So
every time Paul sees Titus, he rejoices.
提多的这个行事为人呢，很能叫别人感觉这个很欢喜。And
how Titus carried himself pleased others.
所以呢，这个名字是个好名字啊。So
this is a good name.
不很可惜，今天叫提摩太的是比较多啊。We
have more people are called Timothy these days.
叫 Titus 的好像比较少一点。Fewer
people are called Titus.
其实这是一个好名字啊。This
is a good name.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们真是觉得作为一个基督徒啊。
as a Christian, brothers and sisters. And often we find that we're weak like Timothy. But we also hope that in our character we have some components of Titus. Wherever you go, you bring pleasure to people.
并且呢, 我们看见啊, 这个提多的个性很刚强,
and Titus has a very strong character.
很勇敢,
he's a very brave man.
他也是一个很有机智的人,
and he's also an intelligent man.
那么弟兄姊妹知道在旧约圣经里面,
in the Old Testament,
当建造圣殿的时候,
when they were building the temple,
有两种工人呢, 是不可缺少的,
there are two kinds of workers that they must have.
一个呢, 就是石匠,
one of those is stonemason,
另外一个是木匠,
and then the carpenter.
弟兄姊妹们,
so these are two different gifts.
他们都需要有技巧的,
they need to have specific skills.
其实这两种人都是巧匠,
these are skilled workers.
那么但是他们呢, 这个在工作上面所对付的东西啊, 这个软硬不一样,
so during their work, they deal with different hardness of materials.
所以今天在教会里面呢, 其实这两种都需要,
so in the church today, we need both type of workers.
我们可以说呢, 提多呢, 就是个石匠,
we can say that Titus is a stonemason.
专门对付那个硬的东西,
he deals with the hard materials.
我们知道在侍奉上面呢,
so in our service,
有很多时候我们碰见困难, 碰见艰难的东西,
very often we'll face something very strong, very difficult.
碰到那些比较可怕的环境,
and some circumstances are very fierce.
碰到这样的情况,
when we encounter these,
你就需要有特别的这种恩赐的人,
we need people with special gifts.
所以保罗的这两个年轻同工啊,
so Paul has these two young co-workers.
好像一个是木匠, 一个是石匠,
one is like a carpenter, the other like a stonemason.
这个提多的个性呢就是一个比较刚强的个性,
Titus has a stronger personality.
所以我们从哥林多后书里面,
so from 2 Corinthians,
我们会看见呢, 他专门处理那些比较困难的事情,
we see that Titus specifically deal with hard situations.
当哥林多教会发生难处,
when the Corinthian church has some difficulties,
那么他们有很多的问题带到保罗的跟前,
they brought many problems before Paul.
那保罗写了哥林多前书,
so Paul wrote 1 Corinthians.
那么保罗知道哥林多人呢对他呢, 有很多人是反对,
Paul knows that many people in Corinth opposes him.
那个气氛呢, 是叫人很不愉快,
it's a very unpleasant mood.
那么这个时候呢, 要派谁呢, 把这个信送去呢?
So who does Paul send with the letter?
如果找提摩太去呢, 就不行了,
if he asked Timothy, it cannot be done.
虽然提摩太也去过,
because also Timothy also went there.
那么这个时候呢, 保罗看见, 提多可以去,
but now Paul realized that Titus could go.
提多呢, 也不惧怕,
and Titus was not afraid.
哇, 保罗一提起哥林多的弟兄姊妹呢, 这个心里面是有点害怕,
and when Paul mentioned the Corinth brothers and sisters, he was afraid.
但是呢, 保罗把信给提多的时候, 提多说, 好, 我去,
but when Paul gave Titus the letter, Titus said, okay, I will go.
所以提多无惧于哥林多教会的这许多的困难,
so Titus was not afraid of the problems in Corinth.
所以他就把这封信拿去了,
so he took with him the letter.
其实呢, 这是保罗所写的第三封信, 第三封信,
this was the third epistle that Paul had written.
那么这个信一去啊,
so once the letter reached them,
结果保罗在这边就坐立不安呢,
Paul started to get very anxious.
心里面非常忧虑,
he was very anxious.
因为他不知道这封信写去之后啊, 这哥林多弟兄姊妹的反应是什么,
because he doesn't know what the response would be after they read his letter.
所以本来呢, 保罗呢, 在特罗亚的,
so when Paul was in Troas,
那么在那里呢, 心里面等得很难过,
so Paul was waiting with great anxiety.
所以他就离开那里了,
so he left there,
又到另外一个地方去了,
and went to another place.
那么圣经记载说, 保罗那个时候啊, 真的是非常的忧虑,
and the Bible recorded that Paul was so anxious.
我们看见, 就是连保罗这样一个, 有经验侍奉主的人,
we see that people like Paul, who is so experienced in serving the Lord,
有时候在侍奉上遇见这些困难的时候呢, 就叫他里面也都觉得, 忧虑。
Some of these things would cause him to worry greatly.
啊，后来感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
提多回来了。
After Titus returned.
啊，提多带来了什么好消息
？Titus brought good news.
那么圣经讲说呢，保罗一看见提多就得安慰了。
And the Bible said that once Paul saw Titus, he was comforted.
哇，你看这个提多有一种的个性，真的是很好啊。
So you see this character of Titus, it's good.
无惧于这些困难。
That he was not afraid of these difficulties.
凭着他的机智啊，他能够在那里处理一些比较。困难的事情。
And according to his wisdom, he would be able to deal with things.
保罗在马其顿见到提多，心里面就得到了很大的一个安慰。
And in Macedonia, when Paul saw Titus, he was greatly comforted.
那么圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible also told us.
提多除了很勇敢、很机智之外啊。
Other than he's a brave man and intelligent man.
他也是一个很殷勤的人。
He also is a diligent man.
保罗说。他殷勤的像我殷勤一样。
And he's earnest like I am, Paul said.
这个年轻人不是一个懒惰的人。
This young man is not a lazy man.
他在服侍主的事情上面，他只是尽心竭力。
And in serving the Lord, he spent all his energy.
他能够帮助保罗来处理许许多多的事情。
That he was able to help Paul deal with many things.
所以我们可以看见，在头一个世纪，使徒保罗得着提多，这是一个非常好的帮手。
In the first century, when Paul obtained Titus, he obtained a good helper.
那么不仅他的个性上面呢很殷勤
，and not only he is a diligent person,
并且呢他也是一个守节心清的人。
And he is also a clean in his conduct, clean in his spirit.
因为保罗打发他去。特别处理一些钱财的问题。
So when Paul sent Titus, he also had to deal with money issues.
因为那个时候在耶路撒冷有很多基督徒处在穷困的光景中。
At Jerusalem, many Christians are in a very poor condition.
所以这些外邦的教会呢，他们就抽钱呢，帮助这些穷困的犹太的基督徒。
So the Gentile churches collected money to help out these Jewish brothers.
那么保罗就把这件事托付给提多去做。
So Paul entrusted this matter to Titus.
因为我们可以看见提多很忠心啊。
We see that Titus was a very loyal person.
Loyal. 对，他呢也非常的清洁。
And he's also a clean man.
虽然这么多的钱财经过他的手啊，
even though many money passed through his hand，
但是呢，他很忠心的把这些钱财传到耶路撒冷。
But he was faithful to what he was entrusted。
那么，圣经保罗中保罗这样说。
Paul said in the Bible，
保罗说我的同工提摩太提多在你们中间又占过你们的便宜吗？
Has Titus taken advantage of you？
所以我们可以看见提多真是一个非常好的一个年轻侍奉主的人。
So we see Titus is a good young servant of the Lord.
他身上具备着许许多多美好的性格。
And he has many good characters.
但是我们要知道弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters, we need to know
一个基督徒侍奉神呢
A Christian to serve the Lord
不是凭着他天然的性格
is not by his natural characters
我们当然呢有的时候天然的性格上有时候人会不一样啊
And of course as a natural person we're different
但是我们都知道在侍奉神的事情上面
But in the matter of serving the Lord,
只有基督的性格才能服侍神。
Only the characters of Christ can serve God.
所以我们不能领悟说呢，这是好像提多天然的一种情况。
We can't say that these are the natural conditions of Titus.
他具备这些好的个性，也充分说明他在主面前真是有好的追求。
And he has these characters because he had a good pursuit before the Lord.
所以我们这青年弟兄姊妹啊，你。主让你早早的蒙恩得救。
So the Lord called the young people to him early on in their lives.
就是主给你机会。
And the Lord is providing you with opportunity.
多一点的机会。
More opportunities.
那么你要好好的追求。
That you could pursue after the Lord.
你要追求那个好的性格。
You need to pursue after the good characters.
我们知道基督徒啊，能被神所用。
We know that a Christian can be used by the Lord.
不是光有恩赐啊, 不是光有知识就可以。
It's not just by gifts or knowledge.
最重要是性格。
But most importantly is character.
我过去很多年日碰见有些弟兄们有的人呢这个真的是知识丰富有的人也有恩赐。
In my past years, I see many brothers with good gifts and good knowledge.
但是呢那个性格不好。
But the character is not that good.
很难相处。
It's very difficult to deal with the person.
我们看见提多在这里他不仅有点恩赐啊。 他也有认识,
we see that Titus not only has some gifts, but he has this personality.
但是他有个好的性格,
but he has this good personality.
你什么时候跟他相处都没有难处的,
it's not difficult to be as a person with him.
因为他永远是 pleasant,
he's a pleasant man. When you see him, you rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，今天弟兄姊妹，你愿意做这样的人吗？
Young brothers and sisters, would you like to be such a person?
今天我们在各处看见很多青年的人。
Everywhere I go, I see many young people.
我们知道主在我们身上有一个很大的寄望。
I know that the Lord has good hope in us.
主希望我们能有好的追求。
The Lord wants us to pursue after Him.
我们能有一种的性格。
And we want to have this character.
真的是。 给别人带来鼓舞和激励,
and may ourselves be an encouragement to others.
所以保罗提多在这里, 他不仅给我们看见他有这许多性格上的特点,
so Paul shows us, you know, many characters of Titus.
保罗甚至对哥林多弟兄姊妹说,
and he even said to the brothers in Corinth,
他说提多是我的同工啊,
Titus is one of my fellow workers.
他与我同心灵,
and he is one heart with one spirit with me and one step with me.
所以呢,我们就看见这个年轻人不仅是性格上面好,
so not only he has good character.
什么叫做同心灵呢?
So what is in one accord in the spirit?
是他们的灵是一致的,
their spirit is as one.
那意思说呢,
that it means that he recognized what Paul recognized.
他也知道神托付给保罗的是什么,
and he knows what God has entrusted to Paul.
他同样承受这个托付,
and he also received that entrusting.
弟兄姊妹们,我们都知道在头一个世纪,
and in the first century,
神的真理托付给保罗是最完全的,
the truth of God was given to Paul is the most complete.
感谢神,
we thank God.
这个提多呢,
Titus could be as one as Paul on what he knows about God. It's very important.
因为这个认识,
because of that knowledge,
所以他也跟保罗同脚中,
he is also in the same step according to Paul.
他跟保罗, 走相同的路,
he walk on the same path as Paul.
我在西雅图常常有时候对一些青年弟兄姊妹讲,
I say to the Seattle brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters,
是你们在这里一同大家聚会很好,
it's good that we're all here together.
那么你在这里聚会, 你能认同这条路吗?
But could you all recognize the same way?
这个很重要啊,
it's important.
因为我们只有认同主的路,
as the only way is that we recognize this path. We could serve together.
所以感谢神,
but thank God.
虽然保罗年长,
even though Paul is older,
那么提多是个年幼的人,
Titus is a younger brother.
但是你会看见提多跟保罗他是同心灵同脚中,
Titus is in one spirit and one step with Paul.
这实在是 保罗很宝贵的一个同工,
Titus is a very precious co-worker to Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见, 在头一个世纪,
that in the first century,
在教会的侍奉里面,
in the service of the church,
提多在主的工作上尽了相当多的一个功用在里面,
Titus functioned a lot of tasks in the church.
因为他有这种 刚强的一种的个性,
because he had this strong personality.
他呢,弟兄姊妹们,这个个性呢,不仅是叫他能够跟保罗一同受苦,一同服侍,
this character not only allowed him to suffer and serve with Paul,
并且常常 叫保罗因着提多得安慰。
But also to comfort Paul through Titus.
我们读提摩太的故事的时候
And when we read Titus' story,
我们好像没有看见提摩太能够安慰保罗。
When we read the story of Timothy, he rarely was able to comfort Paul.
都是保罗安慰他。
Often is Paul comforting Timothy.
对不对？保罗写话写，你看提摩太前后书写的多有感情呢。
You see, First and Second Timothy, it was filled with emotion.
都是保罗在鼓励他，在他安慰他。
Paul was there to comfort him, to encourage him.
哎，但是提多不一样啊。
But Titus is different.
提多是翻过来，他能够安慰保罗。
Titus could turn around and comfort Paul.
啊。所以今天我们在侍奉上面
so in our service today,
年轻的弟兄姊妹呢也可以安慰年长的人的。
The young brothers and sisters, we could comfort the older ones.
如果我们有好的表现的话呢
if we have good character,
会使这些年长的人也得到鼓舞和激励。
The older brothers and sisters would be encouraged.
所以不要轻看，不要小看自己年轻。
So do not despise that you're a young age.
保罗对提摩太说不要小看你自己年轻。
Paul told Timothy, do not despise of your young age.
但是保罗对提多了没讲这个话。
Paul never said that to Titus.
提多虽然很年轻但是呢提多的性格呢这个很刚强。
So Titus was young, but his character was strong.
所以我们知道在使徒行传第十五章
So in Acts chapter
15, 那是耶路撒冷的教会呢使徒们头一次和外邦的这些做工的使徒们大家相会。
So this is the first time that the brothers in Jerusalem met with the serving brothers from elsewhere.
在那个时候，保罗就已经带着提多一起去了。
So that time Paul brought Titus.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible told us，
提多是一个未受割礼的一个外邦人。
Titus was a Gentile that was not circumcised.
所以保罗就用他来特别带回去做见证。
So Paul brought Titus as a special testimony.
所以那个时候已经显出了那个提多他的性格上面的一种刚强。
The strong character of Titus is already revealed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在教会的侍奉上面
，in the church of in the service of church,
公用
we have different functions.
那么提多的这个性格呢？是最可以放在艰困的环境的里面。
Titus' character could be put at the toughest situation.
所以当后来保罗到了这个格里底的时候
，So when Paul reached Crete.
那么到了格里底呀
，When he reached Crete，
那是一个很艰困的环境。
It is a very difficult place.
保罗在提多书第一章里面告诉我们
In Titus chapter 1,
他引了他们本地先知的一个话。
He quoted a local prophet.
他说呢，这个格里底人呢，常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
Verse 12, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
要是今天呢，有这么一个环境呢，要你去，你敢去吗
？If there is this place and the Lord wants you to go, would you go？
哇，我们都说这班人真是难办。
This is a difficult group of people.
我那个小儿子，他在我们那里服侍高中的弟兄姊妹。
My younger son is serving the high school students at home.
当然，他也很爱他们。
He loves them.
但是呢，他觉得这些高中生呢很麻烦。
But he feels that these high schoolers are very troublesome. Yeah,
所以呢，有一次呢，他就找我来 complain.
So he once complained to me.
他说爸爸，你知道这些人好难办。
He said, Dad, you know that they are very difficult.
麻烦的不得了。
They're so troublesome.
哎呀，他说为什么他这样子
？Why do they do this and that?
我说儿子啊。
But I said, son.
我说就是因为他们难办才叫你去服侍啊。
It's because that they are difficult, so we sent you.
如果呢，我都找的一些很乖巧的、很好的这些年轻人给你，不需要你服侍。
If I find some very obedient children, then you don't need to go.
因为他是个牙医。
Because he's a dentist.
我说你做一个医生的人，你还怕人生病吗？
As a doctor, would you Are you afraid of sick people?
如果是个好医生的话呢?
If you're a good doctor,
这个人的病越难,
and if the illness is the more difficult, the better.
我说对不对呢?
Isn't it right?
他就不讲话了,
then he's silent.
所以我说呢,如果都弄些好服侍的人, 你到那去不是服侍,你去享受去了。If
we give you someone who is easy to serve, then you're not there to serve, you're there to enjoy yourself.
今天我们需要像提多一样,
we need to be like Titus today.
这个地方的人可怕,
this people is very fearful.
但是你要去,
but you would go.
你们原来我过去在服侍中也碰见过这样的情况。
And in my past service, I encountered similar situation.
哇,有一些地方的人呢, 他们都是骄傲啊。
Some of these people, they have pride.
你到他们中间去的时候呢, 你就看见他们, 他们讲话的口气,味道都是很高的。
When you go to their midst, you realize they have so much pride in their speech, in their conduct.
我曾经就碰见过这样的情况。
And I encountered these things.
我到了一个地方, 我不讲哪里,
I went to this place.
他们一看我来的, 你来了很好。
When they saw me, oh, it's good that you came.
我们这里人都有钱。
We all have money.
We
have good school education. We don't have time. You came.
那么我弄个车给你, 你就跑。
I'll give you a car, just drive around.
你跑出150个人, 我盖个大礼拜堂。
If you could come up with 150 believers, I'll build your church.
因为我过去服侍从来没碰过这样的情况。
I never encountered such thing in my past.
这个是什么地方?
What place is this?
所以当天晚上我就跪在主面前祷告。
So that night I kneeled before the Lord to pray.
我说主啊, 这里的人都是肉体。
I said, the Lord, all these men are flesh.
血气这么大,
they're so fleshy.
这么骄傲,
they're so pride.
这羞辱人。
They insult me.
我明天就走了,
I'll leave tomorrow.
这个地方不能待的,
I can't stay.
你赶快把我带走,
take me out of this.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我这个不像提多, 对不对?
I was not like Titus.
提多没有这样讲这样的话,
Titus never said such thing.
那么保罗带着提多一起到了格里底。
So Paul took Titus to Crete.
感谢主啊,保罗不是说把提多你一个人去啊,不是的。
Paul did not send Titus alone.
他就带着提多在那里一起服侍。
He took Titus with him.
哇,在那里啊,服侍了一段时间,保罗因为有事要走了。
And so after serving for a while, Paul had to leave.
所以保罗只好说什么,提多对不起了,那我有事情要走,你得留下。
Paul was like, oh, Titus, sorry, I gotta go, you stay here.
如果是我的话,我说保罗,你走,我跟你一起走啊。
And if I was like Titus, oh, you're leaving, I'm going with you.
你想溜了,我不行,我跟你一起跑啊。
You wanna leave, I gotta go with you.
没有,Titus说,好,你走吧,我留下。
Titus said, okay, you go, I'll stay.
碰见这班呢,就是说谎话,
these are liars.
这个像野兽,
evil beasts.
我们知道不是野兽,是恶兽,
evil beasts.
你看, evil beasts. 我们知道这是形容人的性格的了,对不对?
That describes a person's character.
哇,我刚刚讲那班人就是这样,你看见真的像这个野兽的。
The people that I just described to you, they're like evil beasts.
然后呢, 又馋又懒啊,
lazy gluttons.
又爱吃, 又什么都不做,
they like to eat and then they like to do nothing.
在这一般人中间呢, 那真是很难。
It's very difficult.
让我们在那里服侍呢, 我们看看, 真是一点希望都没有。
And if I was to serve there, I think I was hopeless.
也许我们心里想, 哎呀, 这班人下地狱也差不多了。
You'd rather let these people go to hell than.
也很合适的。
It suits them well.
没希望, 对不对?
They're hopeless.
但是不, 保罗在这里对提多说什么呢?
But what does Paul say to Titus?
他虽然是这样的人,
even though they are like this,
这个见证是真的, 他们这个情况就是这样的。
This testimony is true, that's who they are.
但是呢, 你在这里不要惧怕,
but do not be afraid.
你要严严地责备他们,
rebuke them sharply.
最重要是他们在真道上纯全无疵,
that they may be sound in faith in the doctrine.
弟兄姊妹们, 他说你要用主的话教导他们。
Paul says, use the word of the Lord to teach them.
使他们这些呢, 看起来败坏堕落的人呢, 现在变成纯全无疵,
turn these corrupted men into people who have sound doctrine.
变成一个健全完好, 健康的一般人,
to turn into someone who is complete and healthy.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道这就是主的救恩,
this is the Lord's salvation.
我们人堕落之后,神并没有放弃, 对不对?
After man fell, God did not give up.
其实呢,我们说格里底人这样, 我们看今天全世界人都差不多这个样。
We say Cretans are like this, I say, you know, all the people in the world are like this.
弟兄姊妹们,
and sisters,
感谢神, 神不丢弃。
Thank God he did not forsake us.
侍奉主的人呢, 也不能丢弃啊。
And so the servant of the Lord does not give up.
我们晓得神救我们一个荣耀的目的。
We know that this glorious purpose that God saved us for.
在提多书2章14节是宝贵的话。
Chapter 2 verse 14 is a precious word.
这里说他为我们舍了自己。
And he who gave himself for us.
要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶。
That he might redeem us from every lawless deed.
然后呢,把我们洁净了,圣别出来。
And purified for himself.
做什么呢?
For what?
做神。
For his own special people.
独特的子民,
very special people.
这个子民做什么呢?
What did these people do?
热心为善,
zealous for good works.
我觉得好, 中文圣经有时候这方面好, 能够翻得叫人有误解。
The Chinese translation often causes some misunderstanding.
我们一讲到这个伪善, 我们就以为说就光是做善事。
And when we think of good works, we think you need to do good.
你仔细读新约圣经的话呢,
but if you read the New Testament,
你会发现这个为善不是光外面做点善行啊。
For good works is not for you to do something good.
首先我们弄清楚什么是善。
We need to know what is good first.
在马太福音里面,
in the Gospel of Matthew,
我们记得曾经跟少年的官跑到主的跟前。
This young ruler came before the Lord.
他称主为善良的夫子。
He called him good master.
那么主就说了, 你为什么称我是善良的夫子呢?
So Lord Jesus asked him, why do you call me good?
他说只有一位是善的。
Only one that is good.
只有神是善的。
Only God is good.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们就知道这里的善不是指的我们外面一点好的行为说的。
So we know that this word good does not call to our outside acts.
热心为善就是热心把神表现出来。
Zealous for good works means zealous to reveal God.
保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们,
and in the letter to Romans,
没有善的,连一个也没有。
No one is good, and there's no not one.
今天我们知道在这个世界中间,
in this world today,
真的,没有真正白的。
There is no pure white.
我们大部分都是黑的。
We're mostly black.
有的人呢, 像黑人一样, 有的黑人呢, 稍微白一点。
And some African people are a little whiter.
那也差不多,
but they're pretty much the same.
只有神是善的,
only God is good.
所以什么叫做为善?
So what is good work?
就是把神表现出来。
That is to reveal God.
所以神要使我们成为
God calls us to be a special people, not the same as all the nations. But we receive salvation is to reveal the Lord.
但是在格里底这里啊,
but Cretans are such corrupted people.
他们连世上一些好的人的那些道德都赶不上了。
They don't even have some of the good morals.
那么要把这一般人变成神独特的子民。
You want to turn these people into a special kind of people for God.
哇,弟兄姊妹,这是多么不容易的一件事情。
This is a very difficult thing.
但是神的工作不放弃。
But the Lord does not give up on his work.
感谢主在这里有人愿与神同工。
Thank the Lord that someone here is willing to co-work with him.
神也有人可以打发。
And God also has someone to send for.
所以这个提多呢, 就是这么一种的个性。
Titus is such a person.
他可以在这样的一个环境里面, 来做工。
He was able to work in such circumstances.
因为保罗呢, 特别写提多书啊,
Paul wrote to Titus.
也给他一个很大的鼓舞。
To encourage him.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道在提多书里面呢,有两段经文很重要。
And in the letter to Titus, a very important two passages.
第一段是在2章11节。
chapter 2, verse 11.
11节到13节。
11 to 13.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
然后第三章第五节到第七节,
and then chapter 3, verse 3 to 7.
他便救了我们, 并不是因为我们自己所行的义, 乃是照着他的怜悯, 借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新, 圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主, 厚厚浇灌在我们身上的, 好叫我们因他的恩得称为义, 可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
我们知道这两段话, these two
speaks of the salvation from God to all men.
无论在哪个时代，在哪个地方,
Regardless of time and location, this is the experience of all the who are saved. We need to be born again. We need the Holy Spirit to renew in us.
那么我们就说呢，今天你已经有了这个重生的经历，有了圣灵住在我们的里面。
That if you have this experience of being born again and have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
那么我们还需要什么呢?
What else do we need?
事实上，弟兄姊妹，我们从教会历史上可以看见。
We see from church history.
在教会历史上，我们知道那许多人都是重生得救，有圣灵住在里面。Many
people who are saved and have the Holy Spirit dwelt in.
但是他们为什么不能够成为神独特的子民，热心为善呢?
But why did they not become the special people for God, zealous for good works?
并且发生了很多的难处呢?
And they had many difficulties.
在这里保罗呢，给我们指出了那个中间的这个秘诀。
Paul here points out the secret in between.
就他们中间呢，缺少那个纯正的教训。
They lack the pure doctrine.
这是真的。
It is true.
你看今天的基督教里面到处都有神的百姓，对不对?
And in Christianity, you see God's people everywhere.
都是重生的,
They're born again.
都是有圣灵在里面的,
they have the Holy Spirit.
但显不出神所要的那个目的,
but they could not manifest what God wanted.
那个关键在哪里呢?
What is missing?
那个关键在于呢, 缺少纯正的教训。
The key here is that they miss the pure doctrine.
那我们知道在哥林底这里的人呢, 神没有丢弃他们。
In Crete, these people, God did not forsake them.
神是要把他们变成神独特的子民。
God is changing them into his special people.
要叫他们热心为善。
Want them to be zealous for good work.
但是呢, 他们虽然有了重生的经历，也有圣灵住在里面。
Even though they have the experience of being born again and have the Holy Spirit.
但是他们需要纯正。
But they need this pure.
所以这个纯正这个字啊, 在基督书出现过好多次。
The word purity is mentioned many times in Titus.
那么怎么样能纯正呢?
So how do we become pure?
除了这个重生的喜圣灵的更新之外,
other than the washing of regeneration and the Holy Spirit, renewing of Holy Spirit,
要怎么样? 传扬纯正的道理。
We need to preach the pure word.
我们都知道教会历史上很多时候神的儿女们的偏差，教会的偏差是跟那个讲道有关系的。
We know that many times that the people of God stray away from God is because of the word that was preached.
跟那个教训有关系的。
Has to do with the doctrine that was taught.
所以保罗对提多说啊,
So Paul said to Titus,
但你所讲的总要合乎那个纯正的道理。
What you said must be according to the pure doctrine.
保罗甚至对提摩太，不对提多说。
He even said to Titus,
你自己要显出善行的榜样。
You need to manifest example of a good work.
你不能光叫人彰显神，你要自己先给别人看你的见证。
You can't just show, tell others to show off God, but you have to have testimony. You have to be that example.
在教训上要正直端庄。
In your doctrine, you must be correct and proper.
并且言语纯全。
And proper in your conduct and words.
无可指责。
Be blameless.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们可能在行为上，我们不容易达到这个纯全无可指责。
It is hard for us to be blameless in our conduct.
但在教训上面，教导上面，必须要纯全。
But in the doctrines and our teachings, it must be pure.
我们觉得这是今天地上教会的一个重大的一个问题。
We know that this is a great problem with the church today.
虽然到处都有人在讲道。
Even though everywhere people are preaching.
但是我们需要被提醒。
But we need to be reminded.
要用神纯正的话语来帮助教会。
We need to help the church with the sound doctrine.
所以这个讲道，这个真的是一个。 很大的一个学习，很不容易的。
Preaching is a good, is a great learning.
在教会历史上，我们看见有的整个教会的偏离就因为教训偏离了。
We see that in history, entire church strayed away because of false doctrine.
有很多是神的儿女们那个行为偏离了，那就是因为教导不对呀。The
conduct of the children of God strayed away because the teaching was not sound.
啊，青年弟兄姊妹，在座很多青年弟兄姊妹，你们能领会吗？
Can you feel this, young brothers and sisters?
我实在感觉这是今天一个非常重要的问题。I
really think it's a very difficult problem today.
我们知道一个人得救重生没问题。For
someone to be saved and born again, there's no problem.
圣灵住在里面也没有问题。For
the Holy Spirit to dwell inside, there's no problem.
但是后面一个重要的影响是这个教训的问题。But
the great influence comes from sound doctrine.
我真是感谢主。I
thank the Lord.
我们从年轻的时候呢，我们就接触了 这个过去许多年长的弟兄姊妹们给我们一些纯正话语的教导。We
thank the Lord that from the days of our youth we received good doctrine from the previous brothers and sisters.
我常常想起这些，我里面就充满了感谢和赞美。And
when I think of these things, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
我们发现今天在地上的教会里面，
we see that in the church today.
有很多人在主的话里面掺杂了很多东西在里面。Many
people added things to the word of the Lord.
那么我们呢，却从一些真正侍奉主的话语的知识呢，领受了纯净的神的话语的言语。We
receive sound doctrine.
是多么的宝贵呢？
That is precious.
我常常回想这些弟兄姊妹们所说的一些话。When
I recall what the brothers and sisters have said,
里面实在得到鼓舞。And
I was greatly encouraged.
那些话不仅带来生命的供应。Those
words not only bring what I need for my spiritual life，并且有明亮的光在其中的。But I was illuminated.
那么把道路、把目标都很清楚地指引给我们。It
points clearly to our path and to our goal.
教导我们如何学习背十字架跟重主。And
teaches us how to carry our cross to follow
the Lord. 如何学习圣灵的管制。
How to be obedient by the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
在生活中知道怎样跟随主。How
to follow the Lord in our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要轻看这些东西。Do
not look lightly on these things.
这些纯正的话语。
These sound doctrine.
能够叫神的目的在我们身上能够得到成就。
So that God's purpose can be accomplished in us.
哎呀，我今天有的时候到那些一些文字中心去卖书的地方去看看，实在心里。
Sometimes I go to these bookstores and my heart is very sad.
那些真正纯正的好的东西不多。
Those good and pure words are so few.
哎呀，很多东西啊，都是人的智慧、人的经验、人的学问的东西，一大堆东西在里面。
You have an abundance of human experience and opinions.
当然，我们知道弟兄姊妹们，只有神的话是最纯正的。
We know that only the word of the Lord is the most pure.
所以最好的是传递神的话语。
So the best thing is to pass on the word of the
Lord. 所以保罗在这里对提多说。
So Paul says to Titus.
虽然哥林底的人。 他们的本质是这样的。
Even though the Cretans are like this.
但是神的工作要把他们做成神独特的子民。
But the word of the Lord is to turn them into a special people.
要叫他们能够热心为善。
That be zealous for the work, for the good works.
他们这一班人呢，他们是神在他的救恩中所拣选的。
These people are chosen by the Lord in his salvation.
他们是有个荣耀的盼望的。
They have a glorious hope.
那么将来主回来的时候，他们也可以一同得荣耀。
When the Lord returns, they'll be glorified with
him. 他们也有重生的经历。
And they have this experience of being born again.
也有圣灵的工作在他们中间。
They have the working of the Holy Spirit in
them. 但是呢，提多啊。
But Titus.
他们需要纯正的言语。
They need sound doctrine.
所以你在他们中间要把这个纯正的教训给他们。
So when you're amongst them, you have to teach them.The proper word.
你自己的言语要纯全。
Your word needs to be proper and pure.
你知道这几年呢，我有很多机会去中国。
So, these years I had many opportunities to go to China.
哇，中国呢，这个得救的人成千上万。
Millions of people are saved in China.
到处去聚会，人都是多得不得了啊。
Everywhere you go, so many brothers and sisters gathered together.
他们弟兄们告诉我，现在因为政府还有点限制。
Because the government has some control over it.
他说如果不限制的话呢
？And if there is no control,
我们可以一下找几千人来听你讲道。
We could find a few thousand people to hear you.
那么即使在这个限制的环境里面呢
？Even under that restriction,
有的时候你到个聚会里面都把你吓一跳。
And you would go to a meeting and you'd be astonished.
他不像我们现在这个聚会坐的零零落落的，他们那个聚会就坐的连走道连讲台前面都坐人。
Everywhere, like in the hallways and right in front of the pulpit, there'd be people sitting.
啊，有时我一到个聚会一进去。把我吓一跳。
One day I went into a meeting hall. I was astonished.
那个聚会里面坐的满到一个地步，连走路地方都没有。
It was so full you couldn't walk around.
是人贴人这么坐着。
It's just one against another.
有一些姊妹们呢，就坐在讲台前面。
So some sisters were sitting right in front of me.
他们听到是这么听的。
They look up.
我这样看他们，他们这样。
I have to look like that.
这样听到。
So they gather like that.
虽然有这么多神的儿女
，Even though we have so many children of the Lord，
但是我们觉得一件很可惜的事情。
But something we feel is very sad。
本来呢，他们经过了患难之后呢，大家蛮合一的。
And after tribulation, they united very tightly。
但是今天这个教训进去，那个教训进去，啊，四分五裂。
But today you have this doctrine and then this doctrine, and the church is separated。
所以我跟他们。一些的负责弟兄们讲
，So I tell the responsible brothers and sisters，
我说呢，你们需要有神纯净的话语
，You need the sound doctrine of the Lord。
你们背负着这么多的责任，这么多神的儿女在那
，You have this many children of the Lord on your shoulders。
所以一个教会的光景呢，如果能够被带到神所要的情况里面
，So。If a condition of the church can be brought to the Lord,
请我们记得，不仅神的儿女们需要重生
，Not only we need being born again,
我们也不仅知道圣灵住在我们的里面
，Not only we need the indwelling Holy Spirit,
圣灵在里面可以做更新的工作
，The Holy Spirit can renew us,
但是在神的作为中间还有一个重要东西，就是神纯净的言语
，But in the work of God, one thing very important is His Word.
我们知道今天神的儿女们受到这些话语的影响是非常厉害的。
We know that the children of the Lord are very influenced by these words.
所以求主使我们弟兄姊妹能够爱慕纯净的灵奶。
So in our spirit may we love the spiritual milk.
所以年轻弟兄姊妹你听到不要老找那个好听的道听啊。
So don't just pick and choose the good doctrines that you like to hear.
有的人真的口才非常好，我都很羡慕他们。
And some preachers have very eloquence. They talk well. They talk a lot of stories and parables.
有一个侍奉主的弟兄他就讲，他说呢，我的姊妹在家里面天天帮我收故事，收集故事。
A servant of the Lord said, "My wife at home every day she collects me stories."
所以呢，他就一大堆的故事可以在讲。
So he would be able to tell a lot of stories on the pulpit.
讲的弟兄姊妹哄堂大笑，欢喜的不得了。
It's very lots of people laugh at his stories.
弟兄姊妹们，哎呀，那个喜欢听到的讲道人很多。
And people love to hear him.
那我也不是说我们弟兄们这样服侍，不好了。
I'm not saying that it's not good.
但是神的家，神的儿女
But in the house of the Lord, the people of God needs the pure, sound doctrine. Especially in a place like Crete. They need the pure word of the Lord.
保罗在头一个世纪,
so in the first century,
and
he was someone who passed on the pure word of the
Lord.
And he asked his co-worker Titus to pass on the proper doctrine.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗? 在提多书啊, 虽然短短的三章, 但是有一个很重要的一个原则摆在我们的跟前。
Titus has three short chapters, but it is very good in principle.
神的目的是要叫他救赎的人 能够成为独特的子民, 热心为善。
The purpose of God is that those who are saved can become his special people, zealous for good
works.
Their specialty is to reveal
God.
They're not there for religious activities.
They're
there to reveal God.
所以因此呢,
so God started to save people through his son.
有人重生了,
some are born again, some have the Holy Spirit
dwelt in.
But that's not enough.
还需要加上什么？加上纯正的教训。
We need to add on to that proper and sound doctrine.
这样你才能够把人带到这个纯净的光景中。
Only that can you bring people to a pure condition.
所以我们越纯，我们就越能够表现神的善。
And the more purity we have, the more goodness of the Lord we can reveal.
所以我们的独特在这里。
So that is our specialty.
所以提多书是很重要的一卷书。Titus
is a very important book.
这里面保罗把这个原则讲得很清楚。And
Paul explained the principles very clearly.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
神不仅有这个原则,
not only he has this principle,
神还有器皿可以用,
he has vessels that he could use.
如果没有这样的器皿也不行,
without such a vessel, there's nothing can be done.
青年弟兄姊妹们,
so young brothers and sisters,
主从很年轻就救赎你们,
The Lord saved you at a young age.
And
the Lord has great hope in you.
主借着提多告诉我们,
and the Lord spoke through Titus.
And
the Lord wants to obtain us as if he obtained Titus.
所以今天早晨呢,我就用提多的这个故事呢,和弟兄姊妹们
So this morning we had some fellowship through the stories of Titus. The age that we're in today, it is far worse than the condition in Crete. But may the Lord obtain a group of people like Titus, who have a brave character, has a pleasant character, a faithful servant,
并且呢,
and who knows the heart of the Lord,
愿意走主的道路,
he, who wants to walk on his path,
并且呢,
and desires to be a proper vessel in the hand of the Lord.
Let's
bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we thank you wholeheartedly
一个世代一个世代的过来,
that one generation after another
主啊,
that you're able to obtain proper vessels
在头一个世纪,
in the first century,
and
not only you obtain Paul and the apostles
主啊, 你也得着提摩太, 得着提多,
and you also obtain Timothy and Titus,
that
these young brothers, they served you well.
主啊, 我们求你在这个世代中,
that in this generation, Lord,
你也能得着我们,
you could obtain us.
让我们在这样一个邪恶的环境中,
that in this evil generation,
能够给你有美好的服侍,
that we could serve you greatly.
求你祝福这些话语,
bless these words, Lord.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.